Honest conversations? Are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Inner Dialogue. Today I want to talk about something that is super important to me and that I believe needs to be talked about more because, well, I struggled just because I did not know that this existed. So, I don't know why I'm building up a suspense when I'm going to talk about it right this second. I am going to talk about asexuality. So, as I mentioned in my previous episode, I identify as asexual. For me, what that means is a lack of sexual attraction. But in general, what that means is a lack of sexual attraction on a spectrum. So, this for me, in my head, the scale ranges from you are sexually attracted to people to you're not at all sexually attracted to people. And then the middle space is kind of the gray area where you are sometimes attracted to people or under very specific conditions attracted to people. For me, I personally have never been attracted to someone sexually. So, I don't know if you've listened to the previous episode where I talked about how I thought sexuality was a choice till I was 21 years old. When I was in grade 9, I met a guy for a few days who was interested in me. And I just decided that I had a crush on him. So I very specifically remember, I was like, okay, he likes me, I'm gonna like him because I'm supposed to. Or at least, like, my friends keep talking about guys, so now I can talk about him. It was a very logical choice on my end because I knew I was not going to meet him again. And he was good looking, so my friends would believe that. And at that time, I did not know that I was lying. I thought everyone did that. And I know it sounds so dumb right now, but I thought everyone just goes out, sees someone who they think is a good person and is good looking, and decide that they will like that person. I did not understand that people felt things within themselves that were like physical reactions to seeing someone. And that is why, honestly, I never understood the concept of sexuality. I just thought that it was a choice. So I thought if you were gay, you chose to choose people who were of the same gender. And all I remember having discussions with my friends was about the crushes they'd had. But then it was always like the straight people talking out loud about the crushes they'd had. So, at this point, I don't know if some of my other friends were pretending or if some of my other friends just didn't share what they were feeling because they could not. For me, I had just picked up one guy, and I remember this day when my friends asked me, how much do you like him? And they gave me a scale, and I was like, they gave me a scale from 1 to 10, and I was like, oh, 11. And honestly, that was, like, I clearly remember thinking in my head that that is what's going to get the most reaction from people and is going to make people believe that I actually like him, that that is why I said that number. I am a very dramatic person. So just saying that gave me, like, cheap thrills, I guess. But I never felt anything for him, and the fact that I chose him just because I was never going to meet him again was because so that it never comes up again. But then one day, the time I gave up, like, on this whole enacting was because one day my friend, she thought that I will understand the pain she's going through because she liked this guy who did not like her back. And she came to me and she started crying, and she's like, I don't really know what to do. I want to talk to you, and I want you to, I mean, she didn't say that, but her motive was that I want you to understand the pain that I'm going through because I really am attracted to this guy and I like him. But when she came to me, I was just like, okay, like, I can't believe you're wasting so much of your energy over a guy. Like, just stop choosing to like him. I did not say that. I just, like, decided that I am going to stop choosing to like the guy I had been pretending to like, because I did not want to keep lying to myself that I start believing it so much that I will be crying like my friend eventually. Now I know that would not have happened, just because it was, I feel so weird saying it, but it was literally like a chess move. I just wanted to make my friends believe that I'm straight, so I chose that. And I did not even know I was doing that, but I thought I was playing along with everyone else. I thought everyone else was doing what I am doing. But, so coming to university changed a lot of things for me, mainly because, well, first, I was coming out of an all-girls school. Secondly, because I was in a different country where all these topics were way more common than in India. So talking about relationships and sexuality and anything in that zone was very common. So it still took me some time to understand why I was different. But in first year, I had started picking up notes that I was different. I genuinely just thought it was a cultural thing. And then first year, one person started hitting on me. And he was a super nice person. And we would talk a lot all the time. And then I just didn't realize that he was talking to me because he liked me like that. And then one day he just wanted to come back to my room. And once I understood that, I was like, whoa, this is not where I saw it going. But now that I look back at it, I should have definitely seen it going in that direction. But yeah, he was super nice about it. And like, he did not talk to me after that, but he understood that I'm not interested, which I thought was like, okay, yeah, I wasn't interested in him, but I really liked him as a person. And he was genuinely a good person. I just wasn't interested in dating him, I guess. And then second year, there were two more guys, and the same thing happened. Every time I lose a friend, because it just reaches that point when they tell me that they were not trying to be my friend, they were trying to be something else. And I just don't know. Like, at that time, I eventually, by the third person, I was like, wait, like, if this is normal for people to expect from me, or for people to, I guess, have feelings about, then I guess I'm broken, because I really don't ever want to be in that kind of a relationship with someone. And I really tried to look inside and go, like, is this a cultural thing? Am I scared of what my parents will think or whatever? And eventually, by the end of it was just like, I genuinely don't want to. But I did not realize that feeling something for someone else was an intrinsic thing till much later. So I remember at the end of my second year, I was hanging out at a bar with a bunch of my friends. And then one of my friends, she was super drunk, and then she just pointed at this table of guys sitting behind us, and she said I would bang anyone from that table or something. And I was not very drunk. The fact that she was drunk and she would not remember that I was asking her such questions, I just started interrogating her. I was like, okay, so when you say that, do you actually like want to, you know, go be with that person? Because I just thought it was like saying the moon is pretty. Like, you know, you just say things. I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I was dumb before I realized these things. I don't know how I lived my life without seeing it. But yeah, that day she said that, and I started asking, I was like, wait, so you actually feel like just going and, you know, being with that person? And she's like, yeah. But that shocked me, because I thought this was a very disgusting thing. I did not understand why humans would go through all of that trouble just to have fun That did not seem fine to me. But the way she said it, I was like, wait, so what do you feel right now? She's like, I don't know, it's just a weird feeling in my stomach. And I was like, wait, what? You feel something in your stomach? And I was very shocked. And I was like, wait, I've like never felt something in my stomach. And by that time, the idea of me being broken was kind of already getting established. And then I heard that. And I asked her some more questions. And I come back home. And I was like, shit, I think I need to Google, at what time does puberty end? Because I think I haven't experienced something which I was supposed to experience during puberty. So I guess I Googled it. Turns out 21 is too late to get attracted to someone for the first time. So I was like, oops, I guess I'm broken. But then for a second I was like, wait, maybe I am attracted to girls, but I just didn't even think about it because I thought I wasn't allowed to. So for the next, I guess, couple of days, I was literally just like sitting and looking at everyone. And I was like, do I feel something in my stomach? Do I feel something in my stomach? Do I feel something in my stomach for you? And the answer was no every single time. So I was like, oops, there's something medically wrong. And I was almost, I guess I was like ready to go to the doctor. But I was like, I can wait a few years. I don't have to get married anytime soon. So it doesn't matter. But then I was on Reddit and then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to Google the term asexual. And I don't know how I knew that term. I think I must have just heard it in passing. So I picked up my phone, Googled the term asexual, and there was a whole subreddit of people who felt the same way I did. I went and I read almost like every post on the first page and I was like, oh, that's what I feel. And the first time I read it, I was like, oh no, this can't be right because that means I am not straight. And the whole fact like of me thinking I'm not straight just reminded me of how I wasn't accepting of these things in high school. And that means my society is not accepting of these things. And if I'm not straight, I don't know what happens to me, right? But anyway, it was like a few really miserable days where I was just in my room and I was like, shit, I think my life is going to just crumble now because I'm not what I thought I was. But I kept scrolling through the asexual subreddit and I kept relating. Everyone who posted there made so much sense. Finally, people were talking about things that I thought of, but I thought everyone was thinking of them. But the more I read that, I was like, wow, no. So I made a post on the subreddit and I explained how I felt and I explained everything. And I don't remember what, I have had so many Reddit accounts over the years that I don't know what account it was. So I can't go back to find it now. I remember there was this person who replied and they were saying, I am 42 years old and I recently realized what this was. So the fact that you're still 21 and you've realized, wow, that's a double number. 21 times 2 is 42. That was pretty cool. Maybe they were making it up. Whatever. It was, honestly, the whole community is super nice. And then they said something like, I'm glad you're realizing it at 21 because the fact that you've realized it now means you will not get pressurized into doing things you don't want to. So own it, live up to yourself. And they literally just said it is going to be hard, especially coming from a culture where you are expected to get married by a certain age and you are expected to not talk about these things with your potential partners before getting married. And I know this for sure because my sister recently got married and my parents were like, no, you cannot talk about these things before you get married. So I'm pretty sure I will. I don't know what's going to happen to my future. That's a scary thing. The day I found the subreddit till like the day I remember I was sitting in a room. I was sitting in a room and it was just me. And I just said, okay, I was like, okay, yes, you're not straight. You're asexual. And I was just like saying that in my head, but I was like, no, I need to say it out loud. So in an empty room, it was just me sitting on my bed and I was not screaming. I was just saying, I'm asexual, I'm asexual. And eventually I just felt so good that I finally found the word because honestly, if I hadn't, I was ready to go and try and do things which I really hate to do. So yeah, I'm glad I found this community. I'm glad I found my community. And I do want to get into what different kinds of attraction there are and how I identify in a more deeper way with, I guess, using more words. But for now, I guess this is my story of how I figured out I was asexual. It still feels weird to say it. I don't know why, but me saying it out loud every time, I think I might have just said it maybe 7 times. I think it's lesser than that. I'm making it 7 just to round it up, I guess. But every time I say it, it's just like I'm showing someone a part of me that I'm glad I figured out, but I'm also very in odds with, because I had planned a whole future where I was not asexual, where I would be ready to get married, be a mom, be a parent. But I don't know. Things have to change and I have to figure that out. But for now, I'm glad that I figured this out, because honestly, the alternative seems very scary. I think it might have affected my mental health a lot. So a short form for asexual is ace. So if anyone from the ACE community is listening, I just want to say thank you for making this community so accepting and so open. And thank you for letting me find myself. And that's why I think the fact that it took me 21 years to realize that I don't fit into any of the boxes that I was given a choice of, I just wish that the future generation, I guess people younger than me, can find this out sooner and don't make plans about their life like I did. Because honestly, my life kind of did crumble. I'm still picking up the pieces and trying to fit it back in, realizing that I'm not going to be able to fit it back in properly. But I have this community and I have the LGBTQI community. The A stands for asexual, aromantic, which I will cover in the next episode, and agender, which I will cover at some other point for sure. So I guess stay tuned for the future episodes. This was a part of me that I shared with you, and I really hope it helps you figure out who you are and accept yourself. I think there needs to be a whole episode about accepting different parts of you and who you are. But for now, if you take anything from this episode, take this, that whoever you are you. You're valid, and there is nothing wrong with being you. You might think at some point that you're broken, but honestly, it's just the system that's broken. It's just our words and our labels that are not enough for everyone. So take your own space and be you.
You just finished another episode of The Inner Dialogue. If you would like to reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Inner Dialogue. Stay tuned for the next episode.